Divine Office. From ancient times, the Church has had the custom of celebrating each day the Liturgy of the Hours. In this way, the Church fulfills the Lord's precept to pray without ceasing, at once offering praise to God the Father and interceding for the salvation of the world. Monday, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Show me your mercy, Lord, and keep me safe.
Show me your mercy, Lord, and keep me safe.
Lord, do not reprove me in your anger. Punish me not in your rage. Have mercy on me, Lord. I have no strength. Lord, heal me. My body is racked. My soul is racked with pain.
But you, O Lord, how long? Return, Lord, rescue my soul. Save me in your merciful love. For in death no one remembers you. From the grave, who can give you praise?
I am exhausted with my groaning. Every night I drench my pillow with tears. I bedew my bed with weeping. My eye wastes away with grief. I have grown old, surrounded by my foes.
Leave me, all of you who do evil, for the Lord has heard my weeping. The Lord has heard my plea. The Lord will accept my prayer. All my foes will retire in confusion, foiled, and suddenly confounded.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord God, you love mercy and tenderness. You give life and overcome death. Look upon the many wounds of your church. Restore it to health by your risen Son, so that it may sing a new song in your praise.
Show me your mercy, Lord, and keep me safe.
The poor are not alone in their distress. God is here to help them.
The poor are not alone in their distress. God is here to help them.
I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. I will recount all your wonders. I will rejoice in you and be glad, and sing psalms to your name, O Most High. See how my enemies turn back, how they stumble and perish before you. You upheld the justice of my cause. You sat enthroned, judging with justice. You have checked the nations, destroyed the wicked, and have wiped out their name forever and ever. The foe is destroyed, eternally ruined. You uprooted their cities. Their memory has perished. But the Lord sits enthroned forever. He has set up his throne for judgment. He will judge the world with justice. He will judge the peoples with his truth. For the oppressed, let the Lord be a stronghold in times of distress. Those who know your name will trust you. You will never forsake those who seek you.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The poor are not alone in their distress. God is here to help them.
I will be the herald of your praises, Lord, where the people of Zion gather.
I will be the herald of your praises, Lord. Where the people of Zion gather.
Sing psalms to the Lord who dwells in Zion. Proclaim his mighty works among the peoples, for the avenger of blood has remembered them, has not forgotten the cry of the poor. Have pity on me, Lord. See my sufferings, you who save me from the gates of death, that I may recount all your praise at the gates of the city of Zion and rejoice in your saving help. The nations have fallen in the pit which they made, their feet caught in the snare they laid. The Lord has revealed himself and given judgment. The wicked are snared in the work of their own hands. Let the wicked go down among the dead, all the nations forgetful of God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten, nor the hopes of the poor be in vain. Arise, Lord. Let men not prevail. Let the nations be judged before you. Lord, strike them with terror. Let the nations know they are but men. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord God, when you judge, do not be deaf to the shouts of the poor. Bring havoc to the madness of oppressors. Look at our wounds and save us from the gates of death, so that we may always rejoice in your help and speak your praise in the gates of Zion.
I will be the herald of your praises, Lord, where the people of Zion gather.
Give me insight, Lord, to know your will.
Then I will cherish it with all my heart.
From the books of Samuel. As they pressed their attack on Israel, with the Israelites fleeing before them and falling mortally wounded on Mount Gilboa, the Philistines pursued Saul and his sons closely and slew Jonathan, Abinadab, and Malchishua, sons of Saul. The battle raged around Saul, and archers hit him. He was pierced through the abdomen. Then Saul said to his armor bearer, "Draw your sword and run me through, lest these uncircumcised come and make sport of me." But his armor bearer, badly frightened, refused to do so. So Saul took his own sword and fell upon it. After the death of Saul, David returned from his defeat of the Amalekites and spent 2 days in Ziklag. On the third day, a man came from Saul's camp with his clothes torn and dirt on his head. Going to David, he fell to the ground in homage. David asked him, "Where do you come from?" He replied, "I have escaped from the Israelite camp." "Tell me what happened," David bade him. He answered that soldiers had fled the battle and that many of them had fallen and were dead, among them Saul and his son Jonathan. Then David said to the youth who was reporting to him, "How do you know that Saul and his son Jonathan are dead?" The youthful informant replied, "It was by chance that I found myself on Mount Gilboa and saw Saul leaning on his spear with chariots and horsemen closing in on him. He turned around and, seeing me, called to me. When I said, 'Here I am,' he asked me, 'Who are you?' And I replied, 'I am an Amalekite.' Then he said to me, 'Stand up to me, please, and finish me off, for I am in great suffering, yet fully alive.' So I stood up to him and dispatched him, for I knew that he could not survive his wound. I removed the crown from his head and the armlet from his arm and brought them here to you, my lord." David seized his garments and rent them, and all the men who were with him did likewise. They mourned and wept and fasted until evening for Saul and his son Jonathan, and for the soldiers of the Lord of the clans of Israel, because they had fallen by the sword. Then David said to the young man who had brought him the information, "Where are you from?" He replied, "I am the son of an Amalekite immigrant." David said to him, "How is it that you were not afraid to put your hand to desecrate the Lord's anointed?" Then David called one of his attendants and said to him, "Come, strike him down." And the youth struck him a mortal blow. Meanwhile, David said to him, "You are responsible for your own death, for you testified against yourself when you said, 'I dispatched the Lord's anointed.'" The word of the Lord. Mountains of Gilboa, may there be neither dew nor rain upon your slopes,
for there the heroes of Israel fell in battle.
Let the Lord come to all the mountains round about, but as for you, mountains of Gilboa, he shall pass you by.
For there the heroes of Israel fell in battle.
A reading from a sermon by St. Augustine, Bishop. The words we have sung contain our declaration that we are God's flock. For he is the Lord our God, who made us. He is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hands. Human shepherds did not make the sheep they own. They did not create the sheep they pasture. Our Lord God, however, because he is God and Creator, made for himself the sheep which he has, and pastures. No one else created the sheep he pastures, nor does anyone else pasture the sheep he created. In this song, we have declared that we are his flock, the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hands. Let us listen, therefore, to the words he addresses to us as his sheep. Earlier, he addressed the shepherds, but now he speaks to the sheep. We listened to those earlier words of his, and we, the shepherds, trembled. But you listened without a qualm. What is to happen when we hear these words today? Are we in turn to be without a qualm, while you tremble? By no means. We are shepherds, and the shepherd listens and trembles not only at what is said to the shepherds, but also what is said to the sheep. If he does not listen without a qualm to what is said to his sheep, he is not concerned for them. And further, on that occasion, we asked you in your charity to remember two points about us. First, that we are Christians. And second, that we are placed in charge. Because we are placed in charge, we are ranked among the shepherds, if we are good. But because we are Christians, we too are members of the flock with you. Therefore, whether the Lord is addressing the shepherds or the sheep, we must listen to all his words and tremble. Our hearts must always remain concerned. And so, my brothers, let us listen to the words with which the Lord upbraids the wicked sheep, and to the promises he makes to his own flock. "You are my sheep," he says. Even in the midst of this life of tears and tribulations, what happiness, what great joy it is to realize that we are God's flock. To him were spoken the words, "You are the shepherd of Israel." Of him it was said, "The guardian of Israel will not slumber, nor will he sleep. He keeps watch over us when we are awake. He keeps watch over us when we sleep." A flock belonging to a man feels secure in the care of its human shepherd. How much safer should we feel when our shepherd is God? Not only does he lead us to pasture, but he even created us. "You are my sheep," says the Lord God. "See, I judge between one sheep and another, and between rams and goats." What are goats doing here in the flock of God? In the same pastures, at the same springs, goats, though destined for the left, mingle with those on the right. They are tolerated now, but will be separated later. In this way, the patience of the flock develops and becomes like God's own patience, for it is he who will do the separating, placing some on the left and others on the right.
My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me.
They shall never perish.
No one shall ever snatch them from me. I myself shall pasture my sheep, and I myself shall give them rest.
They shall never perish.
No one shall ever snatch them from me.
Let us pray. O God, who through the grace of adoption chose us to be children of light, grant, we pray, that we may not be wrapped in the darkness of error, but always be seen to stand in the bright light of truth. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.